Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
What's up, Max Living Nation? You're listening to another episode of the Max Living Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about detoxifying your body. Toxins are everywhere. They're in the food you eat, the air you breathe, the products you use. And so if you were wanting to know how to use your lifestyle to detoxify your body, that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm so excited. We got a special guest on. This person's near and dear to my heart and to Max Living family. We have on Dr. Supernaut. So just to give a little bit of intro here, Dr. Supernaut is a father of four daughters. Him and his wife both practice chiropractic in the area of Charlotte. And they are, they've been in practice for 20 years. They have an amazing practice helping hundreds and thousands of people, constantly putting on events and workshops like all of our other Max Living offices. But Dr. Supernaut is also the director of coaching for Max Living. There, he actually helps doctors in their growth and their practices and coaching them to next levels and reaching more people, which is exciting. Today, he's going to be sharing a personal story about a change in his own lifestyle and something he went through. So without any further ado, I just want to introduce Dr. Mark Supernaut. Thanks for being here, Soup.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, we glossed over this way too fast. Dr. Supernaut's wife. We got the second best Supernaut right here on the podcast. And I'm putting my bid in right now for the other Dr. Supernaut to come on the podcast because she is beautiful inside and out.
She should at least be on here just to give us something to look at like Ashley.
She is wonderful. So listen, we'll take you though, Soup. We'll take you.
I would get mad, but I get that everywhere I go. So I'm all right with it.
It's good.
I always say my stock went up when Ashley and I got married, and I'm completely okay with it. Every guy that I meet in offices and Max Living offices that has a better looking wife than him, I'm like, oh, you're no dummy either. So we'll include Dr. Supernaut on that. But all joking aside,
Funny story. Last seminar, somebody came up to me and said, oh gosh, because spoiler alert, I lost 50 pounds in the last 6 months, but somebody came up to me and they said, oh my God, we finally see what your wife saw in you. I was like, I think that's a compliment, but I'm not sure.
Ouch, right to the heart.
Well, that's cutting right to the chase, and we want to get to this story. But so today we're going to be talking about detoxing your body. And I think one of the things is so many people think that detoxification has to be something so complicated that they have to use, you know, whether it's chelation or some complicated process or supported through all these things. And even though for some people that might be true, for the vast majority of people, detoxification is something that is just going back to doing what we should be doing already in our lifestyles, that our bodies actually know how to naturally detoxify. So we'll get into your story. One thing Dr. Supernaut and I had in common was we both experienced a brown recluse spider bite. And if anybody knows anything about that, it's similar to Lyme in the effect that there's a biotoxin involved and it can really wreak havoc on somebody's immune system and their metabolism if you don't take that bite seriously and do exactly what you did, which was detoxify. So I want you to go into a little bit of your story. You can go into the spider story first and then into the detox story, but I just want to hear a little bit of that from your perspective.
Yeah, if you'd have asked me a year ago that a year from now, you're going to be on the podcast for Max Living for detoxification and weight loss, I would have told you you're absolutely crazy. But a year ago, this last February, actually, I experienced a brown recluse spider bite. And of course, I had to come to the Berlins, Ryan in particular, for the coaching on that because he'd already experienced that. So it was fascinating. I mean, I've always trusted the body in healing itself, and I haven't taken medications in 26 years, except for when I had a ruptured Achilles. I did have the surgery, obviously, and I did take two painkillers because Corona beer wasn't helping cut the pain anymore. So that was about 10 years ago. But other than that, I've taken zero medications. I've always trusted the body. body. But last year in February, that was a real true test, because when you've got biotoxin eating a hole in your leg and it's just taking skin away and anything that's in line with it, you come to a whole nother level of trust, and you really kind of clean some things up to make sure your body can support and detox itself for sure.
Yeah, I remember at one point your wife actually reached out to me via text, which her and Ashley text all the time. She never texts me. So when I got this, it said, "You need to reach out to your friend. He needs some help right now." And I called you and I'm like, "Hey man, what's going on? How are you doing?" You're like, "This, you know, for lack of a better term, this is terrible." And I'm like, "Yeah, but really, where are you at?" And you're like, like everyone that looks at it, it's like, "You need to go to the hospital." And, you know, for me, and also what I was trying to talk you through was, at any given point in time, I was trying to think, all right, what is my body trying to do? And is it doing it? And what would be the warning signs of something going wrong? And is that happening? And every time I came back to, no, this is exactly what my body would be doing. It would be pushing out this venom through my skin, keeping it away from the rest of my body. It would be creating this hole to push stuff out through. What would the signs of something bad be? Clotting, infections, et cetera. If none of that's happening, then this is what it is. What would they do? And then the other question is, what would they do if I go to the hospital? Well, they would probably cut out some of the infected part. My body's already trying to do that. The second part would be they would load me up on intravenous antibiotics and stuff that would to tank my immune system, stuff that I would have to detox from. So, and then both, you know, end of that story is both of us survived nasty brown recluse spider bites without intervention. And I'm not saying that it's the only way to go, but we have proven multiple times over, and we've had other friends that have had it now, that you can do it and your body is intelligent. I think that's the big story there. So then after that, I know that I had to take detoxification seriously. And I think you and I did it in similar ways, but you took it to a whole new level and you really made it a goal or even a challenge to yourself. How did that start?
It's funny. So I remember when it was at its worst, there were some nights where the pain was so extreme, where I could barely walk to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And I've always told my patients that, you know, all healing takes time. As long as there was no infection, I even asked a friend that's an ER doctor. I'm like, "What would you do differently?" He's like, "You're doing what you're doing, you know?" And he's like, "It looks amazing." He goes, "I can't even believe that you're doing this without medicine." Like he was like fascinated how I was doing this without medicine. And I'm like, "He's a believer." And I'm like, "Don't you believe that the body can heal itself? Don't you believe that God created the body to be able to heal itself?" And I still remember at its worst when I had this hole and it was just oozing constantly. I remember standing here doing calls and it's just oozing down my leg. I'm sending you guys pictures, but I remember laying in bed one day and I'm thinking I'm doing better. And my daughters, I've taught them their whole life that the body's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. They walk in and they look at my leg and they're like, "Oh," like that. Like they're like, I'm like, "Does it look better?" And they're like, "Yeah." Yeah. They're like lying to me because they're trying to give me feedback on this stuff. But it was, you know, through that process, you know, on the other side of it, I did realize that I still had these toxins after the fact, even though the symptoms pretty much had gone away, but I still had like secondary pop-ups of the venom trying to get out of my body, even like months later. And so I really knew that there were some levels of toxicity that my body was still trying to deal with even months later, you know?
That's a big deal too, right? So like being able to evaluate what's happening and to say like, "Hey, there's still something going on here," right? Like there's still, something's coming to the surface. So you're sitting there with that and you're like, venom's still trying to get out. Something's still happening. So what do you do next?
Well, so I want to interject on this one, because as Max Living doctors, we are really big believers in the five essentials, which are, you know, keeping your nervous system functioning well through chiropractic, exercising, getting oxygen. And I'm obviously saying this for those who don't know, nutrition and getting in vital nutrients, avoiding toxicity and detoxifying when possible, and also having the right mindset. So from a detoxification standpoint, all of those, we think that all of those should be part of your lifestyle. Not that they're like some crazy thing that you do once off, but they're part of your actual lifestyle. You have to lifestyle these things into effect, and there's something that we do all the time. Well, as much as I, you know, had the faith in my body healing and all this through the brown recluse spider bite, unfortunately, the one mistake I made was I listened to somebody who was a detox expert who told me, "You got to get that stuff out of your system ASAP." And I did this like heavy, heavy, heavy detoxification protocol, and it actually went wrong. It went wrong because I didn't know really how to do it properly, and I just think it was too much. I hadn't done the lifestyle side of it first. I ended up with full-blown facial cellulitis. It, like the whole thing was just bad. However, what I ended up doing, and Ashley can attest to this, is that eventually it just became, what can I do every day to get my body working to detoxify? And what are the systems that are already there? So that for me, that was sweating every day. It was drinking more water. It was those things. So going to that lifestyle, that's the second chapter of what you're doing. And this is what we're really excited to talk about, is what was next for you?
Yeah. And I'll just piggyback off that before I go there. You know, mindset was everything. It's 26 years in training, you know, that it started with asthma and allergies. It started with the headaches that I had. It started with this acid reflux that I had when I was, you know, 21 years old and growing up. But when I started getting adjusted, all those things went away. And it was seeing my kids heal when they had fevers without drugs and medications. It's that constant learning, you know? And so here I am 26 years later, my mindset was ready for this brown recluse spider bite, because I just had trust and faith that the body knows exactly what to do and will do the right thing if you give it the right resources and give it the right amount of time. And so, you know, fast forward to the fall, September, a good friend of ours, Mark Wolfman, Dr. Mark Wolfman in Grand Rapids, he texts me and says, "Hey," he goes, "I need to do a mind reset." He goes, "You want to do this thing called 75 hard?" And I was, and if you guys don't know, it's an exercise program. It's more than an exercise program, but it's just kind of get your lifestyle back on track. And he said that to me, and I'm like, no, I don't. I'm like, I remember he texted me on a Sunday. I'm like, no, I don't want to do it, because I knew how big of a commitment it was.
Right.
Well, where were you? Like, all right, can I show the picture?
Yeah.
All right. So this is, if you're listening, you're not gonna be able to see this, but this picture is Dr. Mark Supernot before and after, and it is pretty remarkable. You're looking at him on the left. That was 75 days previous, and on the right, 75 days later. And you lost how much in that time frame, in that 75 days?
Lost 45 pounds, and now down to 50 pounds right now is where
I'm at. You lost half a Backstreet Boy. You lost half a Justin Bieber. Let's update that.
Yeah, half a Machine Gun Kelly.
What are the kids listening to now?
I used to say half a Backstreet Boy, and it's like so not relevant except for to 45-year-old moms now. So now we got to like come up with new.
Who do you think's listening to this? Like, exactly. what?
Everyone who listened to the halftime show, the Super Bowl.
No, but that was remarkable. So you get challenged by a friend who also felt like he needed to do something hard and challenge his mindset. And this was meant to be initially a mindset challenge. Mm-hmm. So the 75 hard, we just did a very similar version of this with patients, right? Like at the last metabolism makeover, it wasn't 75 hard where you're working out twice a day or whatever, but essentially what you challenge yourself to do is every day you had to check 5 boxes.
Yep. Yeah. And so it was a matter of just making sure I drink the proper amount of water. It was get my mindset right and read a book. It was get my exercise in. It was also commit to some kind of nutrition plan, and also detox from alcohol. Not that I'm a big drinker or anything like that, but detox as well. And so it wasn't that I needed to go buy something in a box or in a bottle that I needed to detox myself from the outside. It was that and this is what I'm heavy on right now. And I told all my patients this at our makeover, I'm like, listen, your bank account is not lying to you. Like the habits that you have, your bank account reads exactly what it's supposed to.
That's so good. We talk about value. And if you really want to see what somebody values, it's really easy. Just look at their bank statement
and look
where they spend their money, because it doesn't lie. You can see where they value. So that's
in their relationships, their marriage, their business, their weight, the scale. I mean, it's not lying to you. You know, I mean, that picture on the left there that you just showed, that's not lying to us. It's showing you exactly my habits that I had.
Yeah.
You know,
you're not
no
getting on
the
scale every morning and it says you weigh, you know, 50 pounds more than you should, and your body fat percentage is 12% higher. And you're like, nah, I'm not buying it.
It's your overconsumption of carrots that has really done that to you.
We actually had somebody tell us that one time. We sat down, because Ashley and I used to own a gym, and we sat down with this lady, and she was like, we're talking through habits, and she's like, something about carrots having too much sugar. Well, can I really eat that? Doesn't that have too much sugar? We're like, wait a minute. You just told us you drink 4 Diet Cokes a day.
Right.
Like, yeah. I don't think it's the carrots. Like we can.
You know, like if you just chewed sugarless gum, you'd be good. You'd be fine, right?
Right.
All right. No. So let's go through because this is the part I'm interested in. Is you were arguably doing something already in each of these 5 areas. I mean, you're a doctor. You're teaching this to people. It's not like you were totally not doing anything. I know you play tennis, so you were already doing some things for your fitness. You were already mindful to some degree of your nutrition. You were already, you know, so what did those areas look like during, what it, or before, during, and after? Like, you know, so here's before, this is what my lifestyle looked like. I was already doing these things in these areas. Here's what I had to do to get from point A to point B. And then here's my plan for now. What does that look like for you?
Yeah. So I'm always the mindset that I've been like, the nerve system is king over everything. Like brain and spinal cord control everything. You can't have a thought. Doesn't matter the nutrition you put in. If your brain can't communicate to your stomach to tell you how, your body how to assimilate that into cells, the brain can't take and process exercise if your brain and spinal cord aren't working. So the nerve system is king over everything. But, and I always came from the place of like, I get adjusted, I'm fine. And when I did labs, I was fine. When we did life insurance stuff, I was fine. I felt great. I had great energy and I can manufacture energy. But the reality is that as I started looking deeper at these things, I'm like, you know, I'm missing some big pieces. In fact, when I started losing weight, patients that come into my office are like, what in the heck are you doing? Like, and I'm like, well, other than cocaine, no, I was just kidding. I tell them, I'm like, you know, that stuff that I've been teaching you guys for the last 20 years, that five essential thing, you know, I started doing that.
Right.
And they're like, wait, that's it? And I'm like, yeah, but they're like, weren't you doing it before? And I'm like, well, you saw me, right? You saw my pictures. You saw me, you know?
Right.
That's so good.
So I started doing those things.
I argue too, you were doing them before. It was just doing them with more intentionality and doing them, not lying to yourself. Like you said, the bank account's not lying. So you had to get real about some of that. And I think that every one of us, if we're going to be completely honest, unless we're just robots, we all can get real and we know what area we could be working on. And everyone knows it. You know, we may not want to admit it. We may not talk about it, but it's something that we all know which one of those areas we're working on. So then during it,
we're all about self-preservation. And so what happens is that I'm lying to myself about like, yeah, I didn't really just stop and grab a Coca-Cola, or I didn't have that at dinner, or I didn't eat that sugary, or I didn't drink that sugary coffee drink or whatever it was at Starbucks that has, you know, 5,000 calories or anything like that. It's like, well, I didn't just eat that crappy stuff on the run that I knew I shouldn't have eaten, you know? And that's what my thing, I was in a level of denial really of saying like, you know, I'm going to be fine. I'll always work on this later. And it was never about like, I'm now 47 years old. I'm, you know, however X amount of pounds overweight, it's time to do something about this. Otherwise, things are going to go down. I'm going to run out of time to be able to work on these things.
That's so good.
You know, and that's an interesting point too, because I feel like I've found myself in the situation before where I have felt like I think that I'm doing enough and it's good enough. And so whatever issue that's going on in my health, like whether it's, if it's weight, if it's anxiety, if it's heart, if it's, you know, like whatever the issue is, I'm like, I'm going to go look in the belly of the whale to try to find like whatever potion, cure, elixir, solution. I'm just going to start buying things from people. Like, what are they selling me? What, you know, what's happening? I'm going every other place. I'm looking at my genes. I'm doing like, I got a gene certification and, you know, MTHFR and different things. Cause I was like, oh, it has to be something else. And the crazy thing is that those years of research all led me back to one thing, and it was the five essentials.
Yeah.
It was literally just do the work inside of the five essentials. When you don't know what to do, you do the thing that you already know to do.
Yeah. I love that.
And that's what I came back to.
I always tried to blame my genes too, but it was the genes I was putting on my legs.
Yes, exactly.
Well, there was, as you were
talking. These jeans are not doing it.
As you were talking, there was another interesting point in there. And tell me if there's anything here. Because for me, my boys, and setting an example for my boys is a big thing for me. You know, and so I want them to see their dad fit. I want them to see their dad strong. This year for me is a year of like just getting strong. I want to be strong from 40. I'm working out super hard this year going into 50, and I'm going to lean out and do other things too. But my goal is to be really, really strong over the next 10 to 15 years. And I want my boys to see that, just a strong male figure in physically and in every capacity. You have four daughters and a gorgeous wife. So she was already setting the example pretty well. You didn't have to live up to a whole lot for a while there, but I think it's cool that you still stepped up and did it anyway. In fact, I recall a conversation that we had one time talking about if our spouses died, what would we do? Would we get remarried or not? And I remember, do you remember your answer to this?
Man. So we're on the boat one day and she's like, we were talking about one of my best friend died and about 5 years ago. And we're talking about his wife getting remarried. And we're like, I'm like, you know, if I die, you know, you should get remarried for sure. I go, but just make it respectable. Like wait, like more than 3 months or something like that. Like, so it doesn't look like you were dating when I was still alive. Right. And she's like, thinks about it. And she's like, well, how long would you wait? And I honestly thought I was giving a heartfelt answer here. And then I realized like how awful this is. I said, well, you know, it'd probably take me about a year to get in shape, then I'd start dating. And she's like, expletive, why don't you get in shape now? Why I'm still here?
While I'm still living. Why aren't you doing it for the people who have to see you every day?
Nate Bergazzi had a joke about this where he talked about
going to a high school reunion.
Yep. He's like, why would you do it for the people you hate? I got to look at your moose body every single day. So now on the other side of it, the cool thing is patients are noticing. Obviously, your wife sees the difference. You sent us a picture, a before and after of the whole body. I mean, the changes have been pretty amazing. So now on the other side of this, what does this look like for you? What is that? Because you're through you've done the work, you've done the detoxification. Like, right, like if there was a goal, you've met it to some degree, but then the reality is it's not a goal, it's a lifestyle. So what are the lessons you learned? What's the takeaway? What are you doing now?
You said it right there, is that it's like when I went into this thing, it wasn't a commitment to do some kind of fad thing where it was going to be just for a moment. It never was that for me. It's like, okay, let's get my expletive together. Okay. Yeah. And let's make the lifestyle changes and make these things permanent. And like almost, and I'm an all in guy. And so it's like you burn the bridge so you can't go back that way anymore. And I burned a lot of bridges so I can't go back anymore. And that's probably the biggest thing for me. Cause when patients come in and ask me, what have you done? And I say, well, I just buy smaller shirts. That's why I look like I lost. They're asking like, what's the shortcut? And that's what most people are asking for when they ask that question. I'm like,
Where's the special sauce? Where's the magic?
Where's the special sauce? It's committing to a lifestyle is what it really is. And everybody has time. I mean, I can't even tell you guys, like my time is so precious. Like I went with my second oldest, Asa, to watch her soccer game last week. And I'm texting back and forth with the coach. And I'm like, you know, Coach Nikki, I go, Asa's fitness is just way down. And she has all the excuses in the world. We have a Peloton upstairs that she could ride because she has a bummed ankle. So she's like, I couldn't run, blah, 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 blah. And I was sitting at dinner with Asa the other night after a soccer game. And I'm like, you know, you have zero excuses. And I work out twice a day for 45 minutes every single day. And she's like, yeah, but you don't have school and homework. And I'm like, do you even know what I do for a living? Like, are you crazy? Like, who do you think pays for the house? I mean,
scheduling this call with you, you had to move around coaching calls and do everything just to do this today and do this interview.
I mean, I've been going to school. I've been going since 7 a.m. already this morning. I got a workout in already this morning, and I'm going to get another one after this. So it's funny, but I think it's human nature, though, because I had those excuses before, too. I had those excuses that I'm stressed out, so just drink the Coca-Cola, drink the Mountain Dew, whatever it is. I'm stressed out, let me get the sugary, you know, this drink, or let me eat this because I'm on the run. We all have those excuses for like why we can't do these things, but it really comes down to, and I think with my detox pathway, it was making a decision to realize that I needed to start to move forward and make lifestyle changes that I'm going to make permanently for the rest of my life. I think that's my biggest takeaway from all this.
Absolutely. You're still doing two workouts a day because a 75 heart is two workouts a day, 45 minute workouts.
I'm 187 days into doing two workouts a day. For the last 187 days, I do 2 45 minute workouts every single day. And I missed one day between Christmas and New Year's because I was sick as a dog with some kind of Corona variant that
you were expressing symptoms of detox and heavy detoxification.
So that's the only day I missed.
We have that's remarkable. The consistency, I think that more than the 50 pounds lost or anything is the reason why people don't lose 50 pounds or don't lose 30 pounds or 70 pounds is consistency. So, you know, Greg Glassman from CrossFit used to say that intensity was the single variable that'll give you your greatest return on effort. I would argue that it's actually consistency. Because if you do one and really intense workout and then you're done, or, you know, whatever, that consistency over time is actually the most, you know, the one variable that is going to give you your best response. We have a client that used to work out at the gym that Ashley owned, and he's like 3,000 days or something like that.
No,
1,600 days, I think, without a missed workout. And so it's just every day he does something. And what's funny is this guy was the guy looking for the secret sauce for probably 3 or 4 years when he was a client. And then something clicked and he's just like, I'm going to work out every day. Right. And it's been really remarkable. It's changed his whole mindset through Corona and through all that. He was one of those people, like, he was not buying the narrative.
Right.
Because the physical transformation he went through and what he experienced on his own of his body changing and his health changing and his immune system changing. He knew that like the virus wasn't the thing to focus on. It was building this thing into something really, really amazing.
Same thing in my mindset though, the whole way through this thing, and I think this is where people get themselves in trouble, is that what got you to where you're at right now happens so slowly that you don't realize that there's that massive of a difference of where you were. And so energy goes down, libido may go down for some people, not me. I mean, there's so many things that went downhill for me for all those times. I always thought I was an energy guy and I could create and manufacture energy 50 pounds heavier than what I am right now. But I don't have to manufacture anything right now. Like I feel freaking amazing. Like it's not about feeling, but I feel amazing. And I know that my body, my mind, my everything is so much better right now. But I think because it happens so gradually to everybody, they don't really think it's an issue or a problem. And then I think that's also what makes people think that, okay, when I want to do something, it always wants to be a fad, a quick fix type thing. And it's never taking and going back to getting the habits that you need to have a lifestyle that's going to take you through the rest of the way that you're here on this planet. So you can be used by God and do the things that you're designed and called to do while you're down here.
I love what Andy Frisella did in 75 Hard, because a lot of times there's like 30-day challenges or there's, you know, like 45-day challenges. And I do think that, like, kudos to him, because that the 75 days of it, like there's something that happens to your soul on day 50 where you're like, oh, like, I don't know, you know, but like there's a monumental shift. And then when you get to the end and like 75 days, there's a real established like commitment that happens there. And I think it's a beautiful thing. It makes me laugh. We were at Dillard's checking out with my mom. She loves to go shopping. And so we spent some time there and we were checking out, and there was a cashier that had lost like 100 pounds, and wonderful. Like she had, you know, changed her lifestyle, done keto, you know, those things had worked for her. And so it had some remarkable changes. And the other lady that was with her was like, you know what? I've tried keto myself. And she was like, the problem is that I always lose weight, but when I'm done with it, I always gain the weight back. And we all just kind of sat there in silence for a couple minutes, like, because I was like, did you hear that?
Yeah, you're waiting like, for her to catch on.
Like, did you hear what you said? You know, right? Because it's not like there isn't something that's going to magically walk in and save you.
When I change my lifestyle to something good, I always lose weight. But as soon as I change it back to something bad, for some reason, the weight always comes back on.
Right.
And, you know, that's where the doing keto or the, you know, and again, it's got to be a shift and a shift in that lifestyle. You said something so profound a minute ago. I just want to hit it. And this, we see this all the time in our offices. And so there's that patient that has been around for years and years and years, or, you know, a doctor that's been in Max Living and they've been there for years. And then all of a sudden there's some shift or there's a pivot, you know, their office grows like crazy. There's the patient that they're in a workshop, and all of a sudden you can see the switch flip. And next thing you know, their whole, you know, life transforms. And I think that our life really changes. Tony Robbins talks about how our life changes in moments of decision. And I think that's the biggest thing for people, is understanding that it's just a decisiveness. Like, you made a decision, and the decision was, I'm not going to keep doing this. I'm not going back that direction. Even right now, you talked about burning the bridges. The decision is like, this is who I am from now on. And then all of your actions are just backing up that decision. That's why mindset, like when it comes to Max Living, it's so brilliant that mindset is the key before any of this other stuff. It has to, your shift didn't occur, you know, and it wasn't a nutrition shift. It wasn't a workout shift. It had to be a mindset shift first.
And it's so true, because I had to make the decision that I was going to move forward. Right. But here's the thing. I also had to realize is that I typically, in the past, in history, has shown me that I make an excuse to not follow that pathway. We all do, right? And so I knew there was going to be Thanksgiving. I knew I was going to be with my brother. I knew that he was going to be drinking. I also knew that there was going to be Christmas, and there's going to be New Year's, and there's going to be New Year's Eve, and there's going to be President's Day, and there's going to be Black History Month, and then there's going to be St. Patrick's Day.
It's the best.
There's going to be always something, right? So So I had to make the shift of like saying, okay, I always make excuses before in the past. How do I do this differently? We would go to the seminars. Like, it's very easy to fall away from, even though we're at a Max Living 5 Essential seminar, it's very easy being with friends just to kind of fall back on some of those things. And I'm like, no, this is my commitment. This is my commitment to myself. And this is how I'm going to make sure I get ready. And what's been beautiful about it, Ryan, is that things are easier for me right now. Like, I think more clearly. I sleep better. I am getting more done than I ever have before. Like things are just easier because I'm in that state of just vibrating at a level that my body is just giving me so much energy. And I think whenever you read books about all these, you know, multi, you know, billionaires and all this kind of stuff, they're all about like, everything is about energy. You know, do you have the energy to do the things that you're supposed to be able to do? And frankly, right now, because I'm living the five essentials and I've detoxed my body, I've got more energy than I've ever had before to do more things that I want to do.
Awesome. So in closing, think about, you know, where you were and like, I'll always have time. It's not that bad. Those type of things versus how you feel now. And they're, you know, arguably probably most of the people listening aren't, you know, there are people who are at where you were at, you know, when you first started this, that you didn't think you were bad enough or you always had time or whatever that looked like. There are people right now who they might not think they're that bad, but if they knew what you knew about the other side of this, if they knew what they might feel like, if they knew what that other version of themselves looked like, they might make a different decision. What would you say to anybody listening right now that's thinking that?
Yeah, I think you got to take a good look at yourself and say, am I really what God designed? And am I really able to do the things that I'm able to do? The reality is for me that I didn't just get to the point where I was 241 pounds. That didn't happen overnight. It was like our light in your room, if it's on a dimmer switch, if you dim it down to 50% over the course of the next 20 years, you're not even going to realize you're in a different light. And that's the same thing. I didn't realize that my energy, even though I thought I could manufacture it, I didn't realize that my body was going downhill like that. But the reality is that a lot of my patients and a lot of people that I meet that talk about this, it's like your body's dimming every single day because of the habits that you have. The reality is that it's building sickness and disease. And until you finally have a symptom or until you finally have that cancer, that heart disease, that diabetes, finally when it shows up, then you're going to be in scramble mode. You're going to be in emergency mode and you're going to be looking for the medicines and the drugs, try to do this thing. And you might even try to change some lifestyle things, but it takes time. I knew that coming into this. I knew for a fact that my body was going to take time to go through the healing. That's why here I am 6 months later. It's just patience. It's not even really looking at the scales anymore. I do it just to put the number on the app for me. But really what it's about is I'm living the lifestyle right now and I'm just giving my body time to do what it's supposed to do. Cause I know even 6 months into this, I'm not even close to fully detoxed from where I was. Cause I rode my body hard for a long time and I put a lot of damaging stuff in it. And it's going to take time for my body to get healing back on the right pathway, especially even with that brown recluse bite last year and still detoxing from that. Pretty sure. You know,
there's so much good stuff. We could keep going with this, but
we could.
Here's the thing. Across the network, we have an event coming up that's all about detoxification and really working with your body through the five essentials to detoxify.
And this is one of the wonderful things about the power of the Max Living Networks. There's almost 400 offices around the nation right now, slated for April 5th to give their detoxification workshop in office. So if you're listening to this, if you hear what Dr. Supernaut said, if you're like, I want to be like, how do I get there? What's the pathway? What are these five essentials? What doctor can help walk me through these things? Go right now to maxliving.com/locations. Find a location near you, call that office, get their detox workshop on your calendar, get signed up for it, go listen to this information the doctor's going to share. It's going to be life-changing for you, and today is the day.
That's awesome. Until next week, Max Living Nation, this has been Align Your Health.
Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.